From Examined Life, 7 Ways to Nurture a Conscious, Spiritual Attitude in Our Daily Life. Someone recently asked this on Reddit, and it got me thinking. Most people don't have spiritual goals, at least not in the usual sense of the word. Life goals tend to be about getting, doing, having. There is the belief that we must push and propel ourselves towards them. With spiritual work, the focus shifts to aligning with principles, to becoming. It's about the way we are in the world. Instead of pushing, we seem to be pulled towards the goals in question. Each aspirant's path may differ as life unfolds. Here are some recommendations for a richer, more conscious day-to-day experience based on my learnings. None of this is secret knowledge, you already know this. It's just a gentle reminder. If we walk around with a hammer long enough, we start seeing nails everywhere. It's the same with beauty. Why is it important? The very act of observation reveals how everything is beautiful in its own way. It evokes a state of wonder that we may not quite know how to describe. Everything is revealed in stunning in detail, texture, color, and form. Plus, spontaneous moments of gratitude are a welcome side effect. Photographing nature, drawing, journaling can help us align with this idea. Boredom is a great one too. Most of us don't need help in reacting to imperfections that surround us, especially in other people. But focusing on all that's good in our lives can take conditioning. Earlier, I wrote about this little exercise to consciously practice gratitude. Why is this important? Because negativity is addictive. There is a secret payoff that the mind gets from recounting and rehashing every awful detail, every slight or resentment concerning the past. It's hard to see any hidden purpose or gifts in things that happened long ago, and some of those still have the power to upset us. In my own life, moments of crises ultimately led me to seek radical changes, physical, emotional, spiritual, which ultimately shaped my future for the better. It isn't obvious at first, but every crisis contains a hidden blessing. Our failure to see the blessing leaves us resenting much of the past, which sadly taints our present as an ongoing preoccupation. Ask any addict in recovery and she'll tell you resentment kills. Think of the big picture. Billions of years of history from the Big Bang onwards have led to us to this instant. It's impossible to be grateful and upset at the same time. It's amazing how little it takes to express appreciation for things people do for us. A tiny gesture of kindness can actually uplift someone's day. When we appreciate people for what they do, they feel loved and loving towards others. The whole world gets a little extra love. If a butterfly flapping its wings in one place can lead to a hurricane somewhere, chaos theory, wasn't it? Then a little extra love can go a long way. We are all interconnected in an infinite web of life and energy. Only our mind and senses tell us that we're separate. Everyone loves their existence, from the tiniest bug to the nastiest politician. Yes, seeing this can be difficult. There are people I hate for being hateful. Yes, even child can see this. Hating a hater makes me a hater too. Realistically, that brings me down to the same level as what I hate. Attacking problems at the same level as where they are perceived isn't the solutions. That just creates opposition, like Newton's third law. Problems are resolved from a level higher than opposition and division, me/you. The ultimate uniting power is love, we, us. Lovingness resolves differences faster than any force can. Thousands of years ago, a philosopher said, "Everyone only does what they think is best, given how they see the world." Just like we're doing the best we can. If we fall short today, tomorrow's another day. We might see differently, becoming the source of kindness and love. I think this is a byproduct of the previous point. Also, we don't have to be kind if we don't feel it. It happens by itself as we evolve into our spiritual self as a kind, loving, and gentle being. As David R. Hawkins wrote, love, compassion, and forgiveness, which may be mistakenly seen by some people as submissive, are in fact profoundly empowering. This one is probably the hardest. Honestly, I don't always get it either. No one wants to leave all the evil/sickness/suffering of the world as it is. But people much wiser than myself have made this point, that at some level, we just might begin to see the world for what it is, a place of maximum opportunity for everyone to grow. This could mean a major revision of one's presumptions about the purpose of the world, of life itself. From the most sublime to the most horrific, this world offers all possible experiences for maximum spiritual evolution of every individual. The purpose of existence is the ultimate question and probably unknowable to the mind. Therefore, it should be left to divinity. We're all part of the world and we're all evolving. Some of us are much farther behind than others, and that's okay. Like an endless train passing through all kinds of terrain. but we're all gonna get there in the end because that's our home, and that's where we're headed. If you fall today, tomorrow is another day. Spiritual work is not a passive act. The decision to be kind and loving without will most likely pull all that is its seeming opposite into our life. It's going to come up into our consciousness to be healed. We will fail slash grow. It will feel messy. This too will pass is a good reminder. Hidden gifts will be revealed. New strengths will be discovered. As Dr. Hawkins repeatedly said, straight and narrow is the path. Waste no time. I would love to hear from you about your unique challenges and perspectives. Or just reply to this mail. I started this newsletter to help anyone who's interested in choosing a spiritual pathway. Part of that is coming face to face with our shadow, a collection of dormant programs, attitudes, falsehoods, and negativity that lie beneath the surface of our everyday life. If you find it helpful, please share with 2-3 friends who might like it too. Feel free to say hello or follow me on Twitter.